So how did you get so smart? You ever think about that? Didn't it begin with A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3, and move on through words and sentences and paragraphs and essays, and addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, algebra, geometry, calc, and trig? It went from See Dick Run to Tolstoy and Shakespeare. Step by step, one thing at a time, adding one thing upon another. It seemed so long, didn't it? And maybe we were so anxious to get it done with. And hopefully I've wised up enough now to know that in this life, it's really never done. I wonder in this process how many detours I've taken. I wonder how many mistakes I've made or bad decisions I've come to. I'm wondering, probably I still do need some forgiveness and some redirection. It's never quite done. From little things, greater things come. And through it all, there need be patience. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. And when the crop appeared and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. I have a garden at my house, and I still don't know a flower from a weed. So I hope the things I'm pulling up are the weeds and not the flowers. Because at first blush, they look a lot alike. You really don't know which is which until it comes to full flower. And then, oh, that's a weed. That's got to go. Do you want us to go and pull them up? No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the weed along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. And then at harvest time, I'll say to the harvesters, now first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but then gather the wheat into my barn. Patience is, after all, a virtue. It really doesn't solve the problem. The problem still exists. But it preserves the bond of love and the hope of perfection, that we're really going to get it right, that God's still guiding us. Great bushes, the parable says, come from the smallest of seeds. And wonderful, healthy loaves of bread come from little bits of yeast. Little things lead to the greater things. And saints come from sinners who struggle on a daily basis to heed the Spirit's voice. That's what we do on a daily basis. Problem is, we tend to judge. And that's such a mistake. We don't know the whole story. That person's still struggling to heed the Spirit, just like you and I are. Don't judge. Act as God does toward us. That's what the Book of Wisdom tells us this morning. You judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us, and you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your sons good ground for hope, that you would permit repentance for their sins. There's the Spirit. There's the Spirit. Let everyone heed what he and she hears. Not in your ears, in your heart.